The Vox Markets Podcast.
Good morning. It's Monday, the 7th of November, 2022, and here are the top five most read RNSs on the Vox Markets platform at 5. Power Metals, Tati Project Botswana Final Drill Assay Results. Assays received for remaining 6 holes include a further bonanza grade intercepted, including 1 metre at 40.6 grams per tonne of gold. At 4, Benz Creek mining update. The company was able to produce 2,500 tonnes of run-of-mine coal in a single day with a higher clean coal recovery of 62%. Furthermore, the company can confirm that initial analysis suggests that the coal seam being mined under the new permit is approximately 50 inches, which is greater than the coal seam on the company's original permitted site, which had a coal seam thickness of 38 inches. At 3, Deep Verge. Directorate and management changes. Deep Verge announces that further to announcement on the 25th of October and 3rd of November, Gerard Brandon, executive director with the responsibility for Modern Water Division, has resigned and will leave the company with immediate effect. At 2, Harland & Wolff, update on the judicial review for the Alan McGee gas storage project. Given the complexity and voluminous documentation to be submitted to the courts, a request was made to the court to delay the hearing. The court has therefore granted an extension to the hearing, which will now be held on the 16th of January 2023. And at 1, the most read RNS on the Vox Markets platform is from Supply Acme Capital, exercise of warrants, issue of equity, total voting rights. Holders of the open offer warrants have elected to exercise the 615,000 open offer warrants. The company will issue 615,000 new ordinary shares, and £399.96 will be received by the company as a result of the exercise of such open offer warrants. That's it. If you want to read any of these RNSs in their entirety, visit voxmarkets.co.uk.
The Vox Markets Podcast.